torchlight flickered from the windows of the buildings that lined the street. They weren't anything special, these constructions. Plain blocks built without imagination. Just copies of everyone else. What was the name of this town? He had no idea. Did it matter? There were thousands just like it scattered over the realm. Few places had names worth remembering. Not like Castle Redstone. It was out there, somewhere. The heart of a civilization that was long gone, but a place of wonder and of marvels. Lord Maharaja's manor had contained a few redstone circuits, nothing special. But Pal remembered marveling at how the pistons worked, how the levers activated doors, and even the simple railway that had been built to travel around the grounds. He and Raja would spend all day going around and around, rocking back and forth in the carts, the wheels going clickety-clack. Imagine an entire city like that. Everything working by a simple press of a button or tug on a lever. Buildings that moved, that could alter their shapes. A city that transformed itself every morning into something new. He didn't even know he was doing it until he reached the outskirts of the market square. The crowd had gone. The bravos were nowhere to be seen. But there, by one of the food stalls, sat the mapmaker. Pal crossed the square and sat down opposite him before he knew it. How do I know that map's for real? So the Lord sends his servant to haggle, is that it? To drive the price down a bit? The mapmaker straightened his cuffs. The price is what it is. Netherite? For a faded piece of parchment? Even if the map's real, you need to get to the nether. That's no mere stroll down the lane. Leave that to me, said the mapmaker. Pal didn't like the sound of that, but then he didn't like the sound of any of this adventure. Why was he doing this? This guy was another fraudster. He was sure of it. Pal should just turn around and go back. To what? A dejected Raja? An impatient Faith? They needed a purpose, and this was all that was on offer. And what if the map was authentic? We'll need gear. A journey to the nether's dangerous even for the most tooled up party. Leave that to me, said the mapmaker. Was he being as foolish as Raja? He should start small and build up toward this. Not hurl himself head first into the perils of the Dark Realm at the first opportunity. But if that map was real... Pal thrust out his hand. A deal. The mapmaker didn't take it. What about the others? Will you be able to persuade them to join you? For a chance to find Castle Redstone? Leave that to me. The mapmaker smiled, and then they shook hands.